Greeks leave the keys in the letterbox. Stay tuned for UnNews. For January 2011, Athens, Greece. The Greeks have decided to abandon their country after a back-of-the-envelope calculation showed them that they owed more for the country than it was worth. Disgruntled Greek citizen Dimitrios Boubalis said, quote, "For the amount of money we are paying in interest each year, we should be able to live somewhere better," unquote. Greeks have agreed that, instead of making repayments, they will simply walk away from Greece and leave the keys in the letterbox. Boubalis's wife Alexandra added as they were packing up their home, quote, "I think Germany owns this place now. I'm planning to leave the taps on to flood the place when I leave. They can deal with it. I'm done with it," unquote. Greek President Kyrillos Papoulias said, quote, "When we first moved here, we were so excited. We always dreamed of owning our own country. Oh well, I guess in hindsight we shouldn't have spent so much on the Acropolis," unquote. Several real estate agents are already preparing their sales pitches for the Mediterranean nation. An otherwise upbeat Maddie Stuyvesant, tasked with the sale of the property, admitted, quote, "Foreclosure sales can be tough, but while it is very run down, this country has a great location close to the beach. It's a real fixer-upper," unquote. Others have suggested that the country will be hard to sell and that Germany might just choose to keep it as a summer weekender. But Germany's Chancellor, Angela Merkel, said that she is not in favor of this plan. Quote, "It's so old that even upkeep would be very expensive. And the most valuable fixtures have been stripped by scavengers from the British Museum. Plus, our tourists generally prefer beach resorts with a thriving sex trade," unquote. The Greek population plans to find a new place to live once it has discharged its bankruptcy. In the interim, all Greeks will be staying with relatives in Melbourne, Australia. This has been UnNews, a service of Uncyclopedia. Straight talk from straight faces. My name is Spike. No, seriously.